five books that you must read if you want to not just sell one or two homes per month, but if you want to make a ridiculous amount of money in real estate, make an unreasonable amount of money in a reasonable amount of time. If you want to make the journey to $1 million agent status, these five books are the prerequisite for you to be able to make that journey and do it successfully in a way where you actually have a life where your bank accounts are overflowing.
The real estate industry has failed to create a clear path to time and money freedom. Having helped over 5,000 families in my real estate career and coached thousands of agents to scale their businesses, I know what works and what doesn't. And my goal on this podcast is to share it all with you, the good, bad, and ugly of building a highly lucrative lifestyle business so you can focus on what truly matters in life. You won't find any hype or fluff on this show, just real-world tactics and strategies that get results. You just gotta do the work.
Had a conversation with a guy yesterday, 30 years in the business. He is a 10 out of 10 for our Million Dollar Agent Method 90-day implementation program, and he couldn't find the funds to move forward. And it's not an expensive program. No shame, no blame if you're not at the point in your journey where you thought you might be in terms of your financial situation, in terms of how many hours you're working, or even if you're just caught up in this third party paid leads, cold calling, that sort of situation. But these five books are the answer to what you've been looking for. And I've helped thousands of agents in their journey to financial freedom through their real estate business. I've served over 5,000 families in my real estate sales journey. I'm the creator of the Million Dollar Agent Method, and I founded Real Estate Beast School back in 2013, not because I wanted to be a YouTuber or do trainings like this, but really the journey to freedom in our industry isn't one that's taught, certainly not by the brokerages, and definitely not by most coaching programs. Most coaching programs are going to take the average agent selling 4, 5, 6 homes per year, teach them how to sell 10 homes, 12 homes, 15 homes. That is not us, right? Our baseline requirement in our program is to add 2 to 3 transactions per month within 90 days of working with us. All right, so let's get into the five books you must read if you want to get on this journey to Million Dollar Agent Method or Million Dollar Agent Status. The first book is Fanatical Prospecting by Jeb Blount. I think he pronounces it Blount. It's B-L-O-U-N-T. It's the ultimate guide to opening sales conversations, filling the pipeline by leveraging social selling, telephone, email, text, and cold calling. Now, granted, I'm not a cold caller. For all of you cold callers out there, I've done videos on how cold calling is dead, and it is just not the way I want to build a business, but this book is still massively helpful in terms of just how to organize your day, how to have multiple modes of communication in terms of getting in touch with people, and how to not trick yourself into thinking that you're busy when you're not doing the actual job of a salesperson. Most real estate agents, I think like 99% of real estate agents, if I followed you around for a full week when you're working, like quote unquote working, you would do actual sales activities for less than probably 10% of the hours that you work. Let's say 50 hours. That's probably, if you're really getting after it, you're probably working 50 hours a week in real estate. You're probably not focusing on, you know, new business development, as I call it. I don't love the word prospecting, but that, you know, in essence, you're generating new business, and that's your job. Your job is to spend as many hours as you need to in a day. And granted, this varies by lead source. You know, we don't cold call. Some of the cold call sources are 1 out of 100 on paid leads, 1 out of 100 on, you know, circle prospecting or cold calling expireds. The reality of this book is to put you in your place when it comes to your job as a real estate salesperson and really realizing the amount of focus and effort it takes to be in the 1%. The 1% is only selling 25 homes in a single year. Right? If you want to do 4, 5, 6 homes per month and get leverage and buy back your time, and I'll get into some of those concepts here in a minute, you definitely have to focus on chunking out parts of your day and getting really good at fanatical prospecting. So that's book number one. Book number two is Atomic Habits by James Clear, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. I love this. And the analogy in the book, and there's so many good quotes from the book, but the analogy in the book is that we have habits. There are good habits and there are bad habits. I'll use my physical body as an example. I have fluctuated between the high in recent, like last 5 years, 228 pounds. Not a good look for me. And now I'm in the 188 range. I've been as low as 179. So I'm actually creeping up a little bit. I'm working out hard in terms of lifting weight, and I'm trying to put on muscle. At 51 years old, like your muscle declines like in your 50s and 60s. And that's the secret tip to longevity if you're looking for it. But the point here is not that I'm going to have this like massive heavy push over 90 days where I can get all my health goals in order. I'm just going to do workouts every day. And over time, the effects of that are going to compound. So I've just committed to 250 workouts a year, combination of high intensity interval training workouts and weight bearing workouts. And I know that if I can maintain that habit, and I've got other habits around my health, including tracking my food, I know that if I can maintain those little habits, the atomic habits, that they will snowball into achieving the thing that I want to achieve, which is becoming a healthy, fit, vibrant person. Like in my 60s, in my 70s, I want to be that guy that's like, how did he get so fit? That's going to be me. And that's my identity. In the book, it talks about, you know, identifying yourself as, instead of training for a marathon, you need to identify as a runner. And this is another good example of me pushing hard for a short period of time. I actually trained for a marathon. I did not run at all, and I did a whole training program. I didn't hit the time that I wanted, but I still got it done. I was on video, Julie, my wife, on video, got me saying after the marathon, literally within minutes, I am never running again. So I didn't identify as a runner. I just wanted to push hard and achieve the goal of running a marathon, right? So in your business, you know, you have to identify as an agent that does the work on the daily necessary to sell 2, 3, 4 homes per month. And the little habits, the time blocks in the morning, the, you know, getting ready for the day, getting to sleep the night before, all the things you have to do to be able to prioritize your energy and protect your health and make sure that you're available to the loved ones around you, your you know, your spouse and your kids, right? These are all little habits, all little decisions where you don't just fall into a rut one day. You build habits, bad habits that allow you to gain those pounds in my example. So now I just, you know, I have this philosophy with my physical body. It's easier to stay in shape than to get in shape. You know, so what area of your business are you really, really overweight and flabby right now? For most agents, and this is like 99.9%, I don't care what level of production, you probably aren't doing the work on the daily, whether you don't have the leads coming in. That's a systems building issue, which we do take care of in milliondollaragentmethod.com. Go over there for a strategy session, no hard sell, just to demo our system. But the bottom line is just doing the work on the daily, the things you have to do on the daily in order to get going on those good habits and stacking the little daily wins over time, you won't even recognize who you are in the future. So that's book number two, Atomic Habits by James Clear. Book number three, and this was actually the first book I read when I got into real estate, but it's not the first one I want you to read. I want you to read these in order, the order that I'm displaying these. So book number three is E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It. So the big picture, and he doesn't actually go into showing you how to fix it, but the big picture here in this book is that we have as entrepreneurs, that's the E in E-Myth. So it's the entrepreneurial myth. We think we own a business and we don't own a business. If we don't show up, literally nothing happens. So it's this like total myth. And when I read this book, something clicked in me where I knew that I was going to build a business that allowed for the leverage I was looking for. I was newly married when I got into real estate, got married in October 2006. We had Anders in November 2007. So pretty quickly, we were parents. Couple miscarriages. Kendall, our second child, came in April 2010, and the pressure was on. I sold 27 homes my first 10 months in the business, doing every single thing myself. I was the number one agent out of like 25 agents in my small little boutique brokerage. I went to the biggest Remax in our area and sold 44 homes my first year with them. And I was like one of the top agents out of a couple hundred agents, right? So I had cracked the code on selling and lead generating and building systems and having leads come in. And I've only refined those systems over the years. But what I was not doing was building an actual business based on systems. And this book describes that every one of us that want to, you know, be an entrepreneur, we want to build businesses, we have three personalities inside us. And the challenge is that we don't give enough time to the entrepreneur. So the three people sort of inside us are the technician, the manager, and the entrepreneur. The technician is the one that's doing the work. The technician is the agent that is going out on inspections, or they're putting listings in MLS, or they're, you know, going on a buyer presentation, they're showing homes, they're holding open houses. All of the technical work, the actual work that a real estate agent does. The manager, and this is where $1 Million Agent Method is a beautiful solution for agents that don't think this way. The manager builds systems that can make the technician's job easier. And the manager bridges the future, the present to the future. So the entrepreneur is the third personality. The entrepreneur is thinking about, you know, being a $1 million agent and how awesome that would be. And, you know, netting $60,000, $70,000 a month, free cash flow to your household. That's the entrepreneur daydreaming about that. The manager has to come in and build the systems to make that possible. And the most important, we have four pillars in $1 Million Agent Method. Number one, leverage lead generation. Number two, the appointment setting process. Number three, the consultation frameworks. And number four, leveraged client care. The magic when it comes to complete freedom is in leverage lead generation and leverage client care. The reason I was able to have 10 agents selling 453 homes and I worked 5 hours a week if I was in town is because I cracked the code on the systems around lead gen and around leverage on client care. So if you're not thinking this way in terms of systems, a really good read. And then of course, just reach out to us and we can help you implement it all. The fourth book, and this is moving toward more thinking like a business owner and building systems and getting systems going in your business to have a different business in the future. Book number four is The 12-Week Year by Brian Moran. So get more done in 12 weeks than others do in 12 months. And this just lays out a very simple process. And the challenge I have for you and this simple process is you have to be working on projects, building systems in your business every quarter, every 12 weeks. Essentially 12 weeks on, 1 week off, 12 weeks on, 1 week off. And there's these 12, 13 week cycles, four of them end up, that's a full year. And then you stack these years and you can achieve a 3-year vision. So 3-year vision, 1-year plan, a quarter at a time, which is the 12 week year. And if you're not building systems and you don't have priorities and you don't have projects going on that are bridging the gap from the technical work to the entrepreneur, the vision of this business that gives you massive freedom and you can take vacations and achieve all your lifestyle goals and put your kids through college and buy rental properties and stack cash on the regular. If you're not doing all that, it's likely that you're not time blocking business building into your calendar. And you're not identifying the priorities, which you'll do when you read The 12-Week Year by Brian Moran, identifying the priorities that have to happen for you to be able to build a business that's worth something. All right, so book number five is Buy Back Your Time with Dan Martell. Get unstuck, reclaim your freedom, and build your empire. I met Dan, we were in a mastermind together when our businesses were the same size. I still had my real estate business that was running at about 3 million or so top line. And I had a coaching business running at about 2 million or so top line. Dan's business was the same size. He now has an empire, a $100 million empire, the collection of his businesses. He's massive on YouTube, but I just know his journey. When I read this book, this is 100% in terms of my beliefs, what I train on. We have our own time system, and I've had that time system for the better part of a decade through Real Estate Beast School, and it's part of $1 Million Agent Method as well. And we have our own methods for leverage and how to bring an administrator, automate, delegate, all that good stuff, virtual assistants and all of that. But when you read this book and you realize this rung, these ladder rungs that he describes in the book in terms of how to get out of the things that you can't do all the things if you want to become a $1 million agent. You can't put MLS remarks in or button click or post every video to social or design marketing brochures or put out yard signs or lock boxes or pick up checks from attorneys or go to a house and measure blinds. There's so many things you do that have to get done. They're critically important, but you're not going to make the kind of money that you want to make in your business if you're doing all of it. Your email inbox, managing your calendar, all of that stuff. So buy back your time with Dan Martell. Highly, highly recommended. And I would read these books in this order. So here are the top five books I recommend for real estate agents that want to become million-dollar agent methods. Number one, Fanatical Prospecting by Jeb Blunt. Number two, Atomic Habits by James Clear. Number three, E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. Number four, 12-Week Year by Brian Moran. And last but not least, number five, Buy Back Your Time with Dan Martell. If you know you need help building systems in your business to get the leverage that you're looking for, there are four distinct stages of growth in the million-dollar agent method. Stage one is 100,000 GCI. Stage two is 250,000 GCI. Stage three is 500,000 GCI. Stage four, the ultimate, is $1 million in GCI. We have other stages beyond that, but those four stages is what we work on. And in the 90 days we work together, we just put the lead gen, lead conversion systems in place, the sales frameworks, everything you'll need to get in front of more buyers and sellers, sign them, get them under contract, get 2 to 3 deals on top of what you're doing currently within that 90-day framework. So go to milliondollaragentmethod.com. Be good.